Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omotsa and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. How you doing? Me, I can't complain. Honestly, it's a day at a time for me. How else can you do it? Anyway, we've got another album review for you. Like I told you, this week is a big week. I think there's been like 4 or 5 albums from some of the top artists on the African continent. So let's continue with the reviews.
The latest African album review is...
Three albums deep, and Patoran King is on a roll. He dropped his latest album today, August 28, 2020, and you know me, I thought, why not? Let's see what Patoran King has in store for the people on this new body of work called Three. Three is released under Amari Music Empire. 12 songs, 41-minute runtime, 4 features with Tiwa Savage, King Promise, Salty Soul, and Flavor. There's also multiple producer placements, including Mr. Camera, Tells, JT Mensa, Kulan, High Saint, and more. The album cover sees 3 different Patoran Kings in what looks like a drop-top coupe, which is on a road from the moon. I know, that sounds crazy, but... honestly, there are 3 meteors making their way from the moon as well in different directions. So I would assume this references Patoran King's meteoric rise to stardom, courtesy of his 3 released albums, including this one. And that's why the album is called 3 studio albums.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The opening track on 3 felt like a song that will set you up for a momentum gain type of project. The song Monbebe features the smooth talents of Flavor, a fellow Nigerian, a star in the making. It's a perfect song for Flavor, who really thrives on the slow Afro vibe type of thing. Curiously, I waited for over 2 minutes for the beat to kick in. Before I realized this was a sort of part acoustic feeling song with a few accentuation elements to accompany the guitar and no kicks here for the sneaker hits, if you know what I mean. Your Body was the song which made me feel like I'd gotten into album mode. It's a true Afro dancehall fusion type of tune, with Patoran King telling the girl he is eyeing that he wants her body because he wants to rock it. This dude did not leave anything to the imagination. But he does his thing true Rastaman style with that patois delivery. Wine It featuring Salty Soul is a dancehall hit in the making. It's likely to be a dance floor filler and is kind of my pick for the perfect whining song to have a sexy music video to go with. So I hope Patoran King makes a video for this one. Salty Soul stepped out of their comfort zone on this song. I say this because without knowing that they are singing, they aren't as readily recognizable as they are on most tracks that they feature, because they usually infuse recognizable Swahili terms and stuff, but this time around it was slightly different. I found this uniquely interesting, but watch out for this song regardless. It's gonna be a problem. Talking powerful collaborations, Matter with Tiwa Savage is a song you have to listen to. I mean, it just has sweet guitar licks, the zookish vibe, that kizomba sort of thing going on, the sultry saxophone to accentuate everything, and then Tiwa Savage's superb performance. Oh, Patoran King's measured delivery. Brah. This song is everything just came together. everything came together. And this is the song it thinks it is. I have to say, Mr. Kamara was in his bag on the production. And this is my other nomination for a song that should definitely have a music video. So, Patarakan, what's up? Abule is a hidden gem for me. It borrows some more traditional elements from Nigerian music and beautifully fuses everything together, from somewhat like a Cuban island feel to absolute genius instrument selection. This gives it a modern twist, which is quite unique. I reckon delivery-wise, Patarakan really showed up on this tune like proper, and showed something for me here. I'd say 3 is an album not without surprises, though. Patarakan has a love affair with South African music genres, as one of the Nigerian artists to have a gom hit in the song Available. And this time, he's on that Amapiano number. And this one is called Nobody. It's a Paisiano's type of beat that this star owns from start to finish. I find Nigerian Amapiano sacrifices the long drawn-out intros that typify the original South African Amapiano, or the current wave of it, and they just go straight into the nice stuff. They don't even wait, bruh. They don't do that whole build-up situation. Some songs on 3, such as Your Body, felt like they were there on the album to be singles, following a somewhat formulaic template. It doesn't offer anything out of the ordinary, but I can see how this song can grow on the party crowd and is a safe bet, like one of those songs you put, like, just in case nothing else pops. I'm pretty sure this one will work, kind of song. Interesting.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Genres you will find on the album 3 by Patarakan: there's reggae, Afro dancehall, Afro beats, Afro pop, Amapiano, R&B funk, and straight up dancehall. Themes on 3 are survival, love, sex, success, social consciousness, race relations, and having a good time. I'd say what I heard on 3 is an extremely confident and sometimes experimental artist. He knows what he's good at, and he simply gets better at it. The mixing and the mastering were good, and that goes without saying, honestly, the standard was quite acceptable. I don't think there was anything in there that I'd be like, oh, wow, okay, this was this kind of level, but it was pretty good and balanced throughout. Patarakan strikes me as a huge music fan. He makes sure that his style is palatable to a number of ears in a way only he can. Afro dancehall is his best lane for sure, but don't be fooled, he can do so much more. His music is very positive and versatile. He also takes the chance to address some serious topics on his album, and I guess on his albums in general, including issues of and related to racism, uplifting black women, religion, societal responsibilities, etc. For me, Patarakan is a perfect example of an artist that understands the power of collaboration in elevating his own work. He's already an excellent artist, and he picks his collabs well. This affords his albums guaranteed hits too. On the producer front, he tends to mix it up, and his beat selection is largely well done, which I appreciate as a fan, because you know Patarakan picks those beats proper. Personally, 3 has some bangers for me, songs I know I'll love even more with time. It's not a no-skips album, particularly because of how varied the genres tend to be, but it definitely has at least 5 hit singles ready to get Africa marveling at Patarakan's hit-making prowess. I'll definitely have a couple of tracks I would drop from the album out of personal preference, but I'm sure others will love them. This is where I'll tweak the album sequencing a little bit and maybe cut it down to 10 tracks. I think Pacha Ranking did well to leave the more heavy reggae sounds to the end of the album, so in terms of that sequencing, perfect commercial move.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
What makes 3 a worthy album is having a song for different moods, different vibes, different times, different days. He's got it, man. He's got it. My picks from 3 are Brr. Nice title, brah. Brr. Which has such an old school early 2000s to mid 2000s rhythm sound. It's so hard to resist. Lion in the Jungle. Matter featuring Teo Savage. This might be the song of the album for me, actually. Wine It featuring Salty Soul. Nobody, which is the I'm a Piano track. Odobra featuring King Promise. And it sounded very Ghanaian. I mean, King Promise is from Ghana, but sounded very Ghanaian. Otherwise, Pacha Ranking is definitely one of the biggest acts on the African continent, and he continues to prove why. 3 is a great listen and will endear him to even more fans. Stream or buy 3 online, I mean, it's worth listening to, especially if you're into Afro dancehall, Afro beats, and, you know, even just general Afro pop. I think you'll find something there. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wamoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.